الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our topic for today, Jumu'ah, brothers and sisters, is what is our identity? Today when you see and study geopolitics, so many people claim that they are Muslims, whether it is the Ahmadis, the Qadianis, the Shias. Where do we fit in all this? So we need to understand that we belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. From where do we derive this term of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah? Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala in the ending of Surah Yusuf mentions, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعْنِي. Tell them, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي, this is my path, this is my way, and this is my modus operandi. أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ, I invite towards Almighty Allah, the Deenul Islam, عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ, with conviction. This on its own is a separate lecture, but briefly, today many a time our dawah and our activities are counterproductive because we ourselves don't have that conviction. So ala basiratin means whatever we are inviting towards, we must have that conviction within ourselves. You don't have to be an alim, you don't have to be a scholar, but whatever we believe in, there must not be any doubt and skepticism in it. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُ. So today we live in a world where there's so much skepticism. The Muslim himself is going through intellectual apostasy. Therefore, Fadilatul Shaykh Abul Hasan al-Nadwi rahimahullah wrote a wonderful book for those of us who know Arabic, Ar-Riddatu wala Aba Bakrin laha. Today the people's minds and thought process, remember, becomes anti-Islam. And we don't even realize it. We think just like the non-Muslim in so many instances. So ala basiratin, we must have that firm conviction. Ana, I, Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that is sunnah. Wa man ittaba'ani, and those who follow me immaculately, that is al-jama'ah. The first jama'ah to follow the master alayhi salatu salam are the sahaba, the beloved companions and students of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, brothers, we follow Quran Sharif, the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We follow Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We follow the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And remember, we will not allow any person, any organization to castigate, criticize any companion. Yes, they make mistakes, but remember that does not justify that people start criticizing them after Almighty Allah has forgiven them. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu states, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the master alayhi salatu salam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي. When you see those people who are castigating, criticizing my companions, فَقُولُوا, then say, لَعَنَتُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ, Allah's curse be upon you for the evil you are perpetrating. It shows in normal circumstances, we will say, Allah give that person hidayat. But when it comes to the students and companions of the Master alayhi salam, the Master rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that these are the words you say. Allah curse that person for the evil he or she is perpetrating, the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So we belong to the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah and we have a set code of belief. When it comes to jurisprudence, then there are difference of opinion on secondary issues. The Hanafis say this, the Malikis say that, the Shafi'is, Hanbalis. But that is on secondary issues. So that is not harmful. And we all consider one another to be Muslims and part of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So what is our message? Our message is filled with nur, radiance and effulgence. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala? Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Almighty Allah is the nur and the effulgence and radiance in the heavens, in the earth. Just look around us and see the signs of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. I arrived yesterday from Johannesburg and I went to my sister's place in Ispingo Beach. It was late at night. There was a function somewhere. And when I went to switch on the tap and, you know, make wudu and so forth, they told me there's no water. So I said, but it's drought here. They said, no, at night time suddenly we don't have water. So I remembered I did a program last night from Tongat for Voice of the Cape and they said that there's only for the next 130 days. When a husband passes away, the iddat is 130 days for the lady, you know, the widow. So that iddat period, 130 days, that's the amount of water they have in Cape Town. If it does not rain in the next 130 days, there'll be serious problems there. So think about the nur of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Every bounty Almighty Allah is blessing us with is a manifestation of His power. His radiance, his effulgence, His power, everything. Remember, therefore, the Quran Kareem, ayah, you read Surah Yasin, wa ayatun, 6,236 verses in the Noble Quran, each one is called an ayah, a sign and symbol of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala. So that is Almighty Allah's nur to teach us. Who is Mustafa Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? قَدْ جَاكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ The Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teaching, whether it is private life, public life, social life, our economic life, everything is nur and based on effulgence and radiance. Study any aspect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, juxtapose it, compare it with today's man-made systems, and you will see the rahmah and the nur in those teachings. It's always the best. Sometimes we do not understand it with our puny little brains. What is the Quran Sharif? وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا And this Quran Sharif is nur. Just now I translated the khutbah, Sheikh Khalid Al-Ghamidi. He said, O Ummah, if you're not going to read the Quran, then what do you expect? We are inviting the wrath, the anger of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى When you turn away from my reminder, my Quran, O Ummah, I will make this worldly life difficult and constrained for you. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى We will resurrect you tomorrow on the day of justice blind. The person will dispute and say, قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا Ya Allah, why am I resurrected blind? I could see. Maybe the person never needed spectacles also. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَ My verses came to you. You forgot it. You abandoned it. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى Today you also neglected and abandoned. Allah never forgets. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًا So imagine. So Quran Sharif is nur. Who are we, brothers, sisters in Islam? Almighty Allah has mentioned, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّ Whosoever Almighty Allah has opened his heart, Allah has given us hidayat, every rakat of every salat, we are begging, beseeching, petitioning Allah, اِهِدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ Ya Allah, give me that hidayat. What is the meaning of hidayat? Nurun wada'ahu Allahu fi qulubil ibad. That nur, effulgence, radiance which Allah places in the inner recesses of our heart, so we draw a dichotomy, distinction between haq and batil, between truth and falsehood. So see what Almighty Allah is saying. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. Whosoever Almighty Allah opened that person's heart and bosom, Allah gave you the nur. So now Allah has placed it in the inner recesses of your heart. But what we need to do, we believe the Quran Sharif is nur. We believe Allah Ta'ala's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is nur. These teachings are nur. We believe that Islam is nur. But what must we do? We have to walk the talk. That is where we are failing. Now a person comes and says he wants to embrace Islam. So we make him a Muslim. So now 5 minutes ago, 1 hour ago, he was in darkness. Now he entered the nur. He entered the realm of the light and the radiance and effulgence. What does Almighty Allah say? أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ. So the person who was dead, he was spiritually dead. He was in darkness, groping in this darkness, that darkness. فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ. We gave him life. We gave him spiritual life. He came into the fold of Islam. Whether we born Islam or whether we embrace Islam. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ. Now he has to walk in that nur. We cannot look for other routes and other avenues. We have to walk in that nur which Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has given us. And we have to spread that nur. So ask ourselves, in South Africa, we are here more than 300 years. Did we speak to 300 people about Islam? So when we have not done our job, we have not gone to any township, we have not gone to any location, so what do you expect then? You see the xenophobia today. They have said a Muslim is the biggest chur. These Pakistanis and Indians and Nigerians and whoever. We allow that to happen. We allow that vacuum. So the Shias came in. The Qadianis came in. The people came in. Because we did not do our job, our function, our duty. We supposed to take this nur of Islam to all parts of the world. Sahaba left Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Munawwara, go see. Where and where they went to, yea, in Africa they came. Jafar radiallahu ta'ala anhu read Surah Maryam. And then Najashi embraced Islam in the heart of Africa in Ethiopia. Allah mentions it in the beginning of the 7th Jews, the 7th Supara. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْ. That when they heard what was revealed to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they and then they embraced Islam straight away. So it shows our challenge is we have to become ambassadors of Islam. Our vehicles, we have dumb lights, we have bright lights, we have fog lights. So we sitting on park lights all the time. And we in comfort zone. They say, but I am going to Jannah, I read Kalima. And Maulana told me, if I read Kalima La ilaha illallah, I'm going to Jannah. But is that enough? It's not enough. Study the various ahadith kitab. There's no time. Jarir bin Abdullah al-Bajali, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. He was so handsome, he was called Yusufu Hazil Ummah, the Yusuf of this Ummah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him, Allahumma ajalu hadiyan mahdiya. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him. Allahumma jalu hadiyan mahdiya. Various sahaba you will find. You, my dear brother, that Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel is no more, is rahimahullah, is no more Allahumma arqadahu. You used to bring your children, or you would say, Maulana, that take this date and chew it and we want to make tahnik. So if the day your baby is born, your child is born, Imam al-Hasan al-Basri, the sage of the age, the day he is born, then they brought him to Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. Ya Umar, this is Hasan. We named him Hasan. We want you to make tahniq and make dua for this child. What did Sayyidina Umar say? The genius, the giant. He took the date, he chewed it, he inserted it in a baby's mouth and he said, Allahumma faqqihu fi deen. Ya Allah, give him profound, deep understanding of the deen. وَحَبِّبْهُ إِلَى النَّاسِ and make him beloved to the people. Imam Hasan al-Basri became the sage of the age. People asked him, how come you became the leader? So somebody else answered, he said, Hasan doesn't have to answer, I'll answer. إِنَّ النَّاسَ يَحْتَاجُونَ إِلَىٰ إِلْمِهِ The people need his knowledge. وَهُوَ لَا يَحْتَاجُ إِلَىٰ دِينَارِهِمْ And he does not need their money. Today what we are doing, think about it properly. So brothers, we are to blame to a great extent that we find ourselves in South Africa and many other countries. So this deen of Islam, it must be taken seriously, and that noor which Almighty Allah has given us, we have to spread it. Our maids, they are working for us 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. Be honest, my brothers. How many of us told our wives, our daughters, speak to them about Islam? They know everything. They know Gujarati, they know Mehman, they know Urdu, they know Uplang, everything they know. Besides that, they know nothing about Islam. So is that not an injustice? We make them work, but we don't give them the greatest gift. Sometime end of the month, we are happy with them, we'll give them a bonus. Why we don't give them the bonus of Islam? Our deenul Islam is not something confined. Yesterday when I landed here at your airport, Durban, I had to go query something, you know. So the lady, I saw the boy, the bed that they got here on the uniform. So I asked her, are you Muslim? She said, yes. I felt so happy, you know. So I told her, I speak on the radio, that she saw my name. She said, oh, you, I know you. Know me meaning she heard my old man's voice, you know. So this day, see brothers, the point I want to make. If you look at the lady, you must remember, we will think definitely she's not, but subhanallah, so many Muslims like that. We just take for granted that these people are not Muslim. But we have to interact with them. We have to show them the beauty of Islam. And if we don't do that, then remember Allah is giving us a stern warning. وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْ يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ If you Muslim, you born Islam, you are born Muslim, you don't do it, it's fine. We're not doing Allah a favor. I remember everything Allah does is a favor from Allah. ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُ أَمْثَالَكُمْ Then these new people who will come and replace you, they will not be like you. Today we speak of America. See what is happening in America. The non-Muslims are marching and they say, I'm Muslim. The lady who never wore a scarf in her life, she's wearing a scarf and she's saying, I'm Muslim. What you see? The Trump might be half crazy, you know. But I said on air, he's doing us the biggest favor by creating the awareness of Islam and Muslims. People now don't believe everything they see on the news. They also say it's fake news. And we told him, Trump, you don't have the Trump card, we have the Trump card. But the Trump card, we have to use it the right way. How many of us are prepared to use it the right way? See, there's a change in the world. The people are becoming sympathetic towards Islam. You would never see that before in Israel. You will never see that before in America, in Europe and so forth. So this is the ideal opportunity for us to present the Islam of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah without being apologetic and without compromising the deen. The problem today we have, people are becoming apologetic. There is no apologetic Islam, brothers. There is no need to redefine Islam. We present the same Islam which the Sahaba radiallahu anhu did when they went to different countries and continents. When Amirul Mu'mineen said Umar entered Palestine in 637, he said, نَحْنُ قَوْمُنَا أَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ That we are a people, Allah gave us honor because of Islam. وَمَهْمَا نَطْلُبُ غَيْرَهُ لَأَذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ Seek any other ism, and Allah will humiliate and disgrace us. People are hungry, my brothers, thirsty for Islam. But we are not playing our duty, fulfilling our duty. We need to take the Islam to them. Remember this, Tabligh Jamaat, I said it many times. In the past 90, 100 years, they did the greatest work ever in the whole world. But they confined to Islam Muslims. Sometimes non-Muslims come in. But me and you, we have to interact with everybody. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's message, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. It's a global message, international message for all times, all places. So my message to you brothers is three. Make sure you know what is the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Today the amount of youth getting carried away with the propaganda of the Shias. They challenge us. They say that no, I don't accept what you are saying. What the Shias are saying, what the Iranian regime are saying makes a lot of sense. So I asked them two questions. I say the same Iranian regime, they put up the shrine of the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh, which I saw with my own eyes in Kashan, Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi. So the shrine is put up there by this Iranian regime. So what would you say about that? So obviously they can't answer. I tell them Khomeini wrote in Tawdihul Masail, the book I have. And he wrote, you can make mut'a for 1 hour. So that is prostitution. So if you want to sell your deen, aurat or dawlat ne is ummat ko tabah kar diya. So the Christians use the same tactic, the Shias use the same tactic, the Qadianis and Ahmadis use the same tactic. They know our weakness. Money is sweeter than honey. So they'll offer the dollar. When I was in Cape Town recently, they said that they're offering people umrah for 2,000 rand. One agent here in Durban must say umrah 2,000 rand. What will happen? You'll have to charter so many planes, you know. And how many people? So I asked the Mawlana, the Sheikh there, the Imam, what's the catch? They say the 2,000 rand and you must go with the Shias. So what the brothers will say, our Buddhas and sisters will say in Cape Town, Shia lo Shia, leave the Shia, take us umrah. That's what they'll say. They'll use every tactic. Woman. You know the fitna of women. Brothers, remember that thousands of Iranian women are coming to South Africa. And what they are doing? That they book in the hotels. Husbands, I'm not passing judgment on you, anybody. I'm just sharing with you. Husband tells their wife, we got meeting, we playing golf and all. They playing other kind of golf and all this stuff. Brothers, we should understand this is not a joke. It's something serious. We are bartering our iman away and we are turning towards the Shia ideology. We are turning towards the Ahmadi ideology. When we leave the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, yusbihu mu'mina wa yumsi kafira yabi'u deenahu mi'aradhi dunya. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith, open Mishkat Sharif Mustafa Ahmad. You will find a time, and we're already in that time. I'm seeing with my own eyes when I travel here and there. So in the morning, people will be Muslim. In the evening, they left the fold of Islam. They sold their deen for a few dollars. They sold their deen for a few rands. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala keep us steadfast on iman. We live with iman and we die according to the teaching of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. May Almighty Allah protect us and always read this dua. Surah 66, verse number 8. Rabbana atmim lana nurana. Ya Allah, use us so that the nur, we can be the ones to spread it throughout the world. Use us for your deen, Ya Allah. Waghfir lana. Ya Allah, we have 1,000,000,000 shortcomings. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Allah is have power over everything. May Almighty Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. Anil hamdulillah.